I've had many opportunities to preach here over the years, but I don't think I've ever shared my testimony here. So I'm looking forward to sharing the story that God has for all of us. You know, God has a story that He has unpacked in our lives, all of us. And so mine started a really long time ago when growing up in my home, it was a party home. You know, my dad and my mom and my uncles and aunts always had booze around the house, always had parties. I always had people staying. We stayed at my grandma's house a lot of times. I remembered as kids, we would go to my grandmother's house and they would just get smashed and we would just run the streets. And then we'd put ourselves to sleep when we were tired and they would just drink until they were tired. And then we'd do that Saturday and then we'd do that Sunday until noon and then we'd come home. And it was just a part of our life. And so some of my aunts used to they thought it was funny to see what we would look like if we got drunk. So when we were like 5 or 6 years old, they used to slip us a little bit and then we'd get a little tipsy and they thought that was pretty funny. So we were at a young age where, you know, we're being exposed to a lot of alcohol in our lives. So when I turned 12, at that time, I started realizing that the effect of what the alcohol was doing was it was taking away pain. I had a lot of pain growing up as a kid and didn't know how to deal with it. And so then I started to drink a little bit more beer and I noticed that the pain wasn't there as much. And so then I remembered I used to sneak the beers and I made this little cooler and I would hide all my beers in there and I'd stick ice in it. And then I started getting, I had a little Tupperware thing and I'd get my mom's vodka and my dad's vodka and I'd get some of that. And so I'd drink vodka and I'd chase it down with beer. And so I'd go to play. I was Little League baseball and I'd go there and I was smashed. So I'm playing baseball, smashed, and everyone else is going, hey, batter, that was the thing. And I'm like, hit me the ball, I'll get it, you know. And my coach didn't know because he was drunk. He always had a bottle of whiskey. And so he was always sipping on that during his coaching time. And so I was smashed. And so we couldn't tell that we were both drunk. And so that, again, that was just a part of our home. You know, we just grew up in that kind of life. And so from, I remembered at 12 years old, thinking that it was okay, you know, to get drunk here and there. And, but I told myself, I'm never going to do drugs because that's of the devil. That's what I was told when I was a kid. And so then, when I was about 15 years old, I remembered all my friends were partying and I said, I'm not going to do that stuff. I'm going to drink, but I'm not going to do any drugs. And then, I ended up being alone. So I would just stay at home and drink by myself, you know, and mom and dad were out there at partying somewhere. And so I was at home and I was home a lot. And at that time I met girls. And so I was just partying with the girls and I wouldn't come home for days. And so it just became crazier and crazier. And then I tried pot and I thought, well, you know, it's not killing them. So I guess it's going to be okay. And so I said, but I'll never do anything else. And so then I started smoking pot. And then from there I said, well, I won't do this. And I started doing that. I won't do this. And I started doing that. And so over the next 3 or 4 years, I started experimenting with just about everything that was out there. And I was taking it to the excess where my friends started. Well, they were concerned. And they'd ask me why I was buzzed or stoned all day. And I said, because it makes me feel good. I don't hurt anymore. And so that was my way of being able to deal with my own pain. And so I continued, you know, and it was just getting crazier and crazier. And so I got to the point where I was doing everything except for heroin. Some of my friends were shooting heroin. I was afraid of needles.